Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Van City. I'm your host, Andea Morrell. Want to definitely welcome everybody to another great episode of Van City right here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm super excited. That was Carla Page, Supernova. Definitely shout out to her, one of our spotlight artists of the month. And she's been with us a while, you guys. But you know what? What we do is we really believe in a lot of our indie artists. So sometimes we bring them back if they have new music out. And Carla has been with us for a while. So definitely super shout out to her. For making good music. Yes, so I want to just first say we're going to do a few things different tonight here on this show. We're going to add a news section, all paranormal news on the show. So we're going to spend like about 5 to 10 minutes talking about paranormal stuff that's in the news all this week, things that have been going on. So I think that's kind of neat and cool to add to the show. So we're going to bring in my co-host because, you know what, we're running a little bit behind. So we definitely want to just go ahead and start. James Timer, welcome to the show.
Hola, hola, hey, hey. Hola, hola,
oh,
hey. Roll,
did
roll,
you really
roll,
do that?
kitty play now. Hola.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Wow. Wow.
Shut my mouth wide open. Wow.
That doesn't know how old James is.
Well, stop. Well, usually I always say hola, and usually say hey when I say hola. Sometimes hola. So I put it together and say, hey, that's what Kid and Play used
together.
To do.
No,
hola,
I used to
hola.
Love Kid and Play. I loved the Kid and Play movies. I used to wish I was actually in the movies. Like when I was younger, I wanted to be at those parties. Like everybody that watched it, you know you wanted to be at a Kid and Play party. Like really. You know?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
About it.
So guys, paranormal. Welcome to our show, Van City. I have my co-host James Acevedo, and we also have Timer here. Is Cobra on the line at all?
Not yet.
Oh.
No, we don't
see
Cobra. Okay. Huh?
Is he on?
No, I'm gonna double check real quick with the number. Go ahead.
Okay.
I don't.
So just let me know if he does come on. I haven't heard from him, but what I want to say is. Number one, we have a news section, Paranormal News. I'm super excited about that.
Nice. I like this.
So here we go. We're going to start with the upside-down shadow. Now, this is something that happened at the BET Honors, okay, the recent BET Honors show, and a lot of people were talking about it. A lot of people were talking about this because they could not understand what was going on with some of these celebrities and their upside-down shadow. Mm. Now, I looked at it. I seen the video. I'm pretty sure you guys seen the video of Kanye West, a couple other artists. I think it was Mary J. Blige, Felicia Rashad, Usher. Like, it was a few people that had upside-down shadows. Now, what I said was, okay, when they stepped up to the podium, guys, I said, okay, well, it must be some type of effect, right? But when Mary J. Blige went to the stage and she was performing, I said, wait a minute, her shadow's upside down there, too. Like, it was so weird. So I could not, like, I was trying my best to say, okay, well, this is some type of effect. But I'm getting that. Do you guys think it's paranormal, some type of paranormal going on? Do you think it's some type of, because I've seen a lot of people talking about it online, but it's not a lot of places that, like, there's no research on it. But because it happened recently, you see a lot of people talking, though. And I saw somebody said that it was something about that they're possessed. So when your shadow goes upside down, that means you're totally possessed. I did see somebody say that. And they said that upside down means when you're totally taken over by a demon. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, this is so interesting. So I wanted to research it, but I couldn't find anything. Right?
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. I couldn't find anything as well. I mean, only thing I came up with is what we're talking about right now. So I find it quite intriguing myself.
Yeah. It was really intriguing. What about you, James?
Yeah, when I was trying to look up, like Tim was saying, it wasn't really something that was really put out there. And what's funny, I saw something about the Kanye West thing, but I thought it was some new song he was coming out with or something like that. I didn't know about this video until now, and I'm looking at it as we speak so I can get my take on it because I don't want to comment on something I didn't see. So, because, you know, sometimes in certain videos you don't know unless you really look at them and you see if it's doctored in any way or something like that. So, because it looks like the way it looks like from the icon, still buffering, it's a pain in the ass. It looks like it's from a fan in the stands or something, like filming it, unless I'm wrong. It looks like it's somebody in the crowd that's there that's filming it. Now, it's possible.
No.
No,
it's his shadow. No, each person that goes up to that podium, you can literally see their shadow.
Yeah,
it's their shadow.
Down.
It's nobody else.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, the one who was filming it, but I see it's somebody just edited like this. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see the shadow. Mm. That is interesting, though.
No. I mean, numerous people reported it. Like, it's not a lot of research on it, but numerous people saw it. I mean, when people were watching it live, You have people who are watching it live saying, oh, my gosh, do you see the shadows? The shadows were upside down. When Mary J. Blige steps out to the main stage, her shadow is still upside down. So I don't know. I've never, like, honestly, this is something I don't know. So it's very intriguing for me because I can't go find it on the internet. Or I'm asking now about it. Like, what is that, you know?
Now that I watched it, because you see the other people's shadows being normal. Those other
you
two,
see
I don't
other
know
people
the,
beside them. Their shadows are normal.
Right. What they were trying to say is maybe it was the panel behind the celebrities mentioned that made that, you know what I'm saying, it was some type of, you know, some type of Hollywood effect in a sense that it caused that to happen. But
it's possible.
It is possible, but, I mean, come on, man. It I don't know, man. I just feel like that's some eerie-ish, for real. I mean,
It is. And then if you guys look at the cross, you know how when you do the cross and then, you know, everything opposite of God, you know, is upside down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And upside down, when you see an upside down cross, we already know what that is.
Yeah.
I just kind of got that. Like, upside down means you are taking over, meaning you're literally, in my opinion, I looked at it as totally gone. And when I saw somebody said, when I looked it up, people were commenting, one person said, that means they're totally possessed. And I was like, wow, okay.
You know, not for nothing, since it's Kanye, it makes sense. It makes sense. The way he's been
acting.
So
you're telling me that his demon is just like a very egotistical asshole, and he's really not that crazy? So his demon is really all the same. His demon is an asshole.
I mean, it's the same as a vampire, though, the way I see it. Like how they say vampires can't see their own reflection, you know, and with that being said,
back in the day's time, where now we can see our reflection. That was like a long time ago. It's like 2015 now. We can see our reflection.
I'm so 80s and 90s, so I mean, forgive me.
I started off doing an 80s chant at the beginning of the late 80s.
I'm going to start doing the Tom and Jerry.
Oh, wow. Now we're talking. There you go.
Well, hey, I want to say something random. I want to shout out to España, my new mug, and I have some place settings that I bought recently from España. I love that line. So I'm sitting here. I'm in the dark. It's dark, and I'm looking at my window, and it's beautiful. It's kind of raining, and it's dark in my room, and I'm drinking my hot cocoa, and I'm here with you guys on Vamp City. So I definitely want to say that. Oh, yes. And let me see. For all the guys out there who are wondering, you know, what this show is about, if this is your first time, we talk about a lot of paranormal topics here. So we're going to keep going with the news. Spoke about the upside down crosses. I mean, not crosses, but shadows.
Yeah,
we'll come back to that. And I'm going to keep my eyes on that, you guys, because maybe some research will come up. I don't know nothing about that, though. So we'll keep our eyes on that topic. We're going to move to Bobby Christina because I wanted to talk about that because, I don't know, for some reason, maybe an hour or so before the show, she just kept coming to my head. And I was just like, you know, we need to talk about it for a second because we haven't mentioned anything really about it on the show. There's a lot of stuff going on with this and it's a lot of speculation going on. It's a lot of people pointing the finger of who's responsible. A lot of people are pointing the finger at her, saying that basically she did this to herself. And I just want to say this and put this out there, that until we get the facts of everything that went on that day, I think people should step back and stop saying what they're saying on Twitter and all these social networks, because right now it's critical. This person is trying to fight for their life. And I think that, you know, it's not fair that you should accuse somebody who can't defend themselves right now. I'm not going to do that. So I say, before you speak, be careful what you say. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of people say nasty stuff. Make sure you be careful what the words come out your mouth, because it can always come back to you and bite you. So
make sure you
think before you speak. I definitely want to send positive vibes to the Houston and the Brown family. I want to say to Bobby Christina, I said it before. It seems as if, and somebody tweeted me this today too, and this is crazy. It's ironic that I thought about it, but not in the way he put it. But he said that one of my followers said, well, you know what, India, her spirit, basically when she came out of her body, you know, because when you go into coma, a lot of people reported, you know, seeing their bodies, you know, and floating above their bodies when they're in a coma. Mm-hmm. And this person said basically when she came out of her body, you know, of course she probably seen her mother, and I'm pretty sure she's seen her mother. And, you know, that was probably comforting to her.
Yep.
And her mother might be protecting her right now, of course, because she sees and she knows what's going on. And you know what I'm saying? She's already passed, so she's already seen it. So she's probably like, you know, I don't know. I asked if it's not her time to leave this earth, please let her wake up and come back into her body, because I feel she has a lot of more life to live here on this earth. And right now, this is just a lesson that she had to go through. But I, for some reason, I also feel on the other side that she don't want to come back. And she's seen people that she want to be with. And she's like, you know, sometimes when a spirit leaves the body and you get a glimpse of something else that's better, most of the time you don't want to return to this place. And a lot of people don't want to come back. Sometimes they're almost thrown back into their bodies because they're not supposed to be gone yet. Okay? So hopefully that's the cause. But if it's her time, it's her time. And if anybody knows best, it's God. Okay? So I really feel a certain way about this situation, because I really think this girl, like, it's so sad, you guys. You guys just don't understand. Because this could have been your sister. Bobby could have been your cousin. And it's somebody else out there like her that's alive right now that needs help and that's going through things that she went through. So let's pay attention to family members. Maybe they're crying out. And you know what I'm saying? We don't know that. Or maybe they just, you know, surrounded by a lot of bad people and we need to look out. I don't know. So, I just think this situation, I'm going to let it unfold before I start pointing my fingers too, because I have my intuition about it. But before I keep talking, because I talked a lot on Saturday about it, but before I really go there, I'm just going to pull back, fall back, and I'm going to let stuff come out first, because I just think it's fair if I do that. But I already have my mind of what's going on. And I just want people to realize that, you know, this child basically came in this world. It's like almost she didn't have a chance anyway, because, you know, it's like almost like Michael Jackson, where he couldn't have a childhood.
Yep.
He didn't grow, you know, he basically, that's why he acted the way he did.
That's right.
Because
Absolutely.
He was always working, or he was in the spotlight. So these kids, these famous kids, are not normal. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they have issues, because they don't ever get to really be themselves, because people are always looking at them. You have to be perfect. Because who your parents are, okay? Okay. So I'm leaving alone because I don't want to get all touchy and I don't want to get sad about what's going on right now with her.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. What'd you say, guys?
I was just saying people definitely need to stop being so insensitive and understand that, you know, we all are human and we all have feelings. And like you said, you know, karma has no, there's no exceptions to the rule when it comes to karma. I mean,
no
one's exempt.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what we definitely need to do is keep in our prayers and our thoughts, you know. It's sad. I just can't really picture her doing that to herself. But we don't know what anybody's going through, you know.
No, we don't.
I just, you know, I hope she pulls through and returns to her original form. You know, because I feel like she has a lot to offer coming from the mother, you know, the greatest voice of all times, and
absolutely.
As well as Bobby Brown, you know. Yeah, it's sad. You know, it's really sad.
No, it is sad. And when you have greedy people that are in your midst, things occur. And I think that, once again, like, nobody gets away with anything. And as much as you want to believe that you will get away with it, trust me, there's a price for everything.
That's right.
When you pull the biggest price of deceiving someone or doing things to gain off of somebody else, I really think that you're walking on a very fine line, because you do not understand that the karma that will come back to you, it's going to be really messed up, and it might be years.
Yeah.
You might be 70 years old, but you will get it. Trust me.
Even like what Tupac say, you know, scared to drop a C, hoping I didn't curse my babies, you know what I'm saying, from the things that we say and things that we do.
Great life.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Right, right,
absolutely.
Right.
I feel she's definitely in a tough spot where she's like, man, I'm with my mother right now. This
is
great.
What do I do? Right.
Yeah, what do I do? I totally agree what you're saying. I really do. I felt exactly what you felt. And put us in that situation ourselves. I mean, if we lost somebody we really, really loved, you know, especially at that young of age.
I wouldn't want to come back. Right.
I mean, think about it. You know, cause especially at that age, because you're thinking like, oh, man, you know, you think life is not going to get any better here. So why would I go back, especially I'm with my mother here in this dimension? You know what I'm trying to say? It's like, it's very hard. But like you said, I totally agree. You know, if it's her time, then it is. Until then, it's up to her. It really is up to really her, in a sense, to really want to come back.
Right.
And I think that if it's something else that's trying to take her away from here and not let her back, and if it's something else that's not of God that's trying to take her, I ask in his name that it overrides it and let her wake up.
Yeah.
Okay? I just really feel, it's, I really want to say we just want to send our vibe, our positiveness to Miss Bobby Christina right now, and that don't play, you guys. Anything is possible. She can wake up tomorrow, okay?
Yeah,
and, you know, but if it's her time, it's her time, and that's what it is. But I just wanted to bring it up because we haven't really commented on the show, and I think we should. So,
The beautiful thing about it, India, is her family are very in tune with God. So that's always a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, God don't make mistakes, but I'm rooting for her to come back and shock the world.
That's right. That's right.
That would be awesome.
Have a message. Sometimes you've got to go through something to realize what your purpose is and how thankful you should be, because if she wakes up, trust me, that will be a totally different girl. Because if Lord, you know, if she has her, like, same, you know, mental state, like if it's stable, and you know, because sometimes people wake up and they're the same, and then sometimes people wake up out of coma, they're not. So if she wakes up the same, I really think it will be a change in this girl. Because, I mean, when you get close to death, trust me, most people, they get epiphany and they change. Because,
she's a fighter.
You know, you realize how precious life is. And that in one quick second, you're gone. And your purpose is no more, because you whatever time you had, you didn't use it for that. So I think that we need to, for me, it's a lesson. It's a tragic lesson, but it's a lesson for me, because I'm looking at it like, wow, look how precious life is. Every day we need to act as if tomorrow is our last, and we have to do whatever we want to do now. You cannot longer wait. If it's something that you want to do and you've been putting it off, do it. Don't wait. It's no time to wait. Stop caring what everybody thinks, because everybody's going to laugh at you for your crazy ideas.
Life.
Trust me. It's your life, your purpose. And I said something that was today was very inspiring to me. Before other people had an opinion about your purpose, it was your idea. So please, don't focus on what other people think. Get into what you want to do and be proud of what you want to do. It's your purpose, not Timer's purpose, not James. It's my purpose. And if I want to live for me, then I got to start living for me and not for anybody else that I think that's going to be talking about me or have something to say. Who cares? Who cares?
Right.
Okay?
And
absolutely.
Right.
It's in our blood, though, because, you know, Bobby Brown said that he had a family member that was in a coma for 8 years and eight days and woke up out of it.
Yeah.
So,
yes,
you know, it's in her blood. She's a fighter, you know, and she's proven that thus far.
No doubt.
Yes.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So we're going to move on, you guys, and we're going to go to our next topic. Not topic, but news story. I've been noticing in the news lately, and this is, I'm pretty sure on you guys' news stations in your cities that you've been noticing this too. But there's a hyphen. It's a lot of activity of murders and murder-suicides lately. Every day in Atlanta, I've been watching news, and I've been seeing a lot of murder-suicides. Like, just recently, a guy killed, I think it was the other day, he killed his girl, his kids. It was like three kids. It was like five people total, and himself. So one of the sons.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. That's right. The other day, a couple of days ago.
Yeah, and then
oh my God.
And then a girl, a young girl that was in the military, she killed her two little kids, black girl, all black people. Okay, killed her little kid, her little baby, and the other girl, the other little girl. She killed, and she killed herself. Okay,
damn.
Everybody said they never expected it from these people. Recently, another family, a white family here, killed the husband killed all the people that was in the house, the mother-in-law. And, I mean, it's crazy. What's going on, guys?
Yeah, it's something about within the last, I would say I go back to maybe even the late 90s. I would go even maybe mid to late 90s up to now. It's almost like a matter of fact where life doesn't mean much anymore. It seems that way. It seems like, oh, well, I'm just going to kill whatever, and that's it. But then again, on the other hand, it sounds a lot of, you know, something going on around here where if a person out of nowhere to their lives until that moment, they were fine, that, you know, you got to look into that because that don't sound normal. One thing if, you know, there's totally different types of killings, you know what I'm saying? Like this, what we're talking about, this is something a little different because, you know, we all know as we walk around this world, there are other things we don't see or we might see, but other people might not see or feel. So it might be because of that, you know, maybe, you know, something possessed them to do it, whether it's demonic or whether it's just a bad presence, it's very possible. And a lot of people laugh that off, like, oh, you crazy, you know, you don't even talk about. But I'm telling you, there's some things that should be an added possibility, just like anything else. Just like, if the person had a tumor in their brain that caused it or whatever, you know, whatever. That should be just as talked about as that, because why is that not talked about when there has been proof that this has happened? That's the funny thing. It's not like there's no proof. There has been recorded proof, not really video, but you know what I'm saying, like documentation about certain things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I don't know why it's like, as a matter of fact, but everything else will focus on, maybe it was medical, maybe it was psychological.
No,
you know,
everybody says that. Do you notice that? Like every time this happens, every case is, they had schizophrenia or they was medically, you know, mentally something. Trust me, everybody's not mentally disabled or something going on. I feel that we need to stop making up words for things and covering up what it really is.
Yes,
a lot of these people are possessed. A lot of these people are taken over by demons. And
right.
these things are basically, because remember we had a conversation about how demons can't, unless you're totally possessed. But if you're not
right.
all the way possessed, they cannot physically make you do anything. So what they do is assist you, like they persuade you to do it. So mentally they get you to basically believe in everything they're saying, and you do, you actually do the action. That's what, that's all, that's all part of the, you know, getting you to do it. Because, see,
exactly.
if they do it, then really you didn't do anything because it wasn't you. But you get what I'm saying? These are people that are not totally possessed. People who are totally possessed, that's different. You have an actual demon that's inside of you that took over your body, and most of the time these people have let them in. They have actually invited them in, so it's
right.
it's kind of
yeah.
fair game.
Well,
you get what I'm saying?
Right.
But people who are not asked, like did not ask for this, they're not all the way possessed, but
no.
they have weaknesses.
Thank
and
you.
They're exactly. able to attach to these people. And these
yeah.
things are basically just making their life hell and making it to the point where they're making them seem like they're going crazy. Because trust me, nobody, everybody who talked about this one girl that just killed her kids, they were just like, oh, she was normal. She was in the military. She was this. She was that. What happened? Tell me what happened
right.
the other night. You
I
get
mean,
what I'm saying? Something had to
yeah,
happen.
I feel that because we are so consumed and distracted by the temptations of this world, and we don't call on who we're supposed to call on when we're supposed to call on him. You know what I'm saying? We, like you said, we leave ourselves open. Like you're saying, the itemizer is the devil's workshop, you know. It's very sad, and, you know, it all depends on who you have around you, because, you know, some people will drive you crazy if you allow them to drive
yeah.
you crazy. In other words,
absolutely.
Being weak-minded instead of
thank
finding
you.
The motivation to understand that, you know what I'm saying, we control our own destiny. No one else does. Basically, with the same thing that you just said. So, I mean, I just feel like we are so consumed, and like you said, all these, you know, making up names for and these drugs to accommodate what they consider the antidote for it all. You know, it's not
because
it.
Because people like to bullshit these days. People like to, sorry for my language, but people, let's be
mm-hmm.
honest, I want to keep it 100. People bullshit these days. They like to
yep.
cover up stuff and call it something else because we don't want to offend nobody. Or we don't want to bring something up because, you know what, that's not their religion. Or they don't believe in this. Or guess what? We don't want to seem crazy. So people like to make up stuff. Call it what it is. If they're
exactly.
possessed, they're possessed. If they got stuff going on and just because you can't see it, it's other people that can see it. They can walk up to these people and say, you have demons on you. You
mm-hmm.
have things attached to you that is not right. And
right.
that, and this is what's going on. Hello?
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like it got to be something going on because years ago, all this wasn't happening. Yes,
thank
people
you,
were getting murdered, but trust me,
not
they
like
weren't
this.
Getting murdered every day. Every day I turn on the news, families dying, suicide, murder. Like, really?
Yeah.
Life is that bad that you go kill your whole family? No. No, 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 no. It's something else going
yeah.
on. You got to look deeper
yeah.
inside of everything that's happening. And it's not, you know, most people are so far away from real reality
yep.
that
yeah.
most people who look at the news, trust me, they're just like, oh, somebody else died. You know, you're not really in tune with this world. Like, I really feel like that sometimes. I walk around sometimes and I feel like I'm so in tune to the point where it's too much. To the point where I want to turn it off sometimes. Like, wow, I'm too good. You know what I'm saying? I
know exactly
see,
what you're talking about.
I see stuff what it is. I can
yeah.
see everything what it is.
Yeah.
And when people can't see what things are for real, you can be standing in front of me and you look great. But then what I see is not great. But everybody else in the world see it as is great, but I see something that's evil, or I see something that's not. But it's deceiving. And it's like I see, and it's like sometimes I want to turn it off because I'm like, oh, my God, you can't see that? It's in your face. Like, really? You know?
Right.
So when I'm
yeah.
looking at the news, I look at the news different than everybody. I'm
mm-hmm.
looking at the news like, look at all this activity going on. It's so much demonic activity going on. The news is a damn paranormal show itself. It's so many dead people they're reporting on the news. It's like an obituary.
So many,
no, really.
So many they're not.
Seriously, yeah.
And there's so many they're not, so much they're not reporting, you know.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
I think.
I'm told I got to say something, too. You guys, because of our show content, I know that some of the stuff that we talk about, sometimes some people don't want you to talk about. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, what we do on this show, we're here to educate. We're here to just make people that supposed to hear what we are saying. This show is not meant for everybody. This show is for certain people. And if you get something from it, that means it's meant for you. If you get nothing from it and you turn the station, guess what? It wasn't for you anyway. Number one, me and my co-host, when we did the show, we have made the decision to basically, you know, be in these positions to basically educate and say, you know, speak from our hearts and say the things that we want to say. But we're definitely not intimidated by anyone or anything that don't want us to talk. So, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure that a lot of people have other shows that are like ours, but I feel that, you know, a lot of real stuff come on our show. We don't water it down. Put it like that. It's nothing watered down about Dawes Radio, period. None of our shows. So we're definitely not going to come on Van City and water it down, okay?
No.
So I just wanted to put that out there because I know that it was a comment made recently and somebody told me something, and it was kind of like somebody tried to throw something out, like, you know, I'm not going to say intimidation, but somewhat. And I just think that, yeah, okay, no, who cares? Who cares what you don't want us to talk about? So, there you go.
You don't know anything. You don't know nothing?
What?
No, I'm saying they don't run nothing.
No, they don't run nothing. And I just kind of feel like, really? Like, okay. Get that order from somebody that I'm working with, like from the top. Tell him to tell me not to tell. Then I'll take that order and I'll shut up.
Right.
But until the top dog says, no, don't say nothing, then I'll keep doing what I'm doing. Trust
me. Right.
Okay?
That's right.
Because I don't take orders for nobody but him. So, let me see. We're going to keep moving on. So we did our news section, and we're going to continue this because I think it's really interesting because there's so much paranormal going on in the real world of, like, news and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we can get some of these stories. another one. We didn't talk about a few weeks ago. I want to just add real quick before we get in our topics.
Sure.
What's his name? The fighter. What's the fighter name? The little
Mayweather.
No,
Mayweather,
Mayweather. Remember the guy who killed himself and then he killed that girl from the show VH1.
I remember a guy.
That was like a few. That was maybe a couple months ago, like before Christmas or something. Yeah, he killed the girl from Hit the Floor. And he was Mayweather's rapper friend was on the phone with him FaceTiming.
Isaac Hayes'
and
son.
And he shot her and shot himself.
Yeah,
right.
Isaac Hayes' son. That's right. Yes.
Okay.
We talked about that digital experience, a couple of months ago.
Okay. Yeah. That right there, when I heard that, I said, oh, there you go again. There you go. Another murder-suicide. There you go. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm like, what made this person so mad at this girl? Now, what sources were saying that Trey Songz was involved with this young lady, that she was basically cheating on her husband with Trey Songz. Okay, I understand, but I feel that if it's any infidelity, then he should have packed his bags and left.
Yeah.
Nothing is that serious.
What the hell?
To the point where you kill yourself and her.
Yeah, or kill her, period. Ridiculous. I watch these types of shows all the time. You know, I'm a big investigation discovery person. And when I watch these shows, I don't watch it because I watch it like, oh, you know, I'm admired by it. I watch it because I'm amazed what people do with certain situations they get themselves into and what they do about it. just like you just said. It's fascinating to me. I find that so fascinating.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like, really, you're gonna kill your wife or whatever because she couldn't leave you? What? What?
Because it once again, it's the halfway possession.
Wow.
Where something is in
yeah.
your ear saying, you know what? She basically played you.
That
she basically
weak.
Did this. So it starts to mess with you. You know, these people have
yeah.
egos that are bigger than
oh my God.
Anything. So
exactly.
you start thinking, like, wait a minute. And then basically you get he tricked you into killing yourself, too.
Yeah.
Now that you killed her, you're going to go to jail. You're going to do life. Everybody's going to hate you. Everybody's gonna, like,
yeah.
you know, when your head is filled with all these thoughts, he kills himself. Trust
mm-hmm.
me. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. It's so crazy. I made a comment the other day. I said, this world is filled with a lot of weak people.
That's right.
If
I was about to bring that
the
up.
People, right. If people weren't weak in this world, demons would not probably even, they probably wouldn't even get through because they can't. It only works if you're weak and you're, one, if they're talking to you, you should never answer back. You should never talk to them, number one.
I don't know.
But I feel that if they're getting to people, that means that you're weak. You got some type of weakness that they found out and they got through because they found a door to get into you.
Yep. I was just about to bring
that
up, too, what you said. Yeah, I saw that tweet when you tweeted that out, and I'm like, exactly. That's why I retweeted
right.
it. Exactly, I exactly know what you're talking about. It's like, just fascinating to me. Because I have said this, just like you have said this before, you know, and I go, damn, you know, sometimes I feel like, man, maybe I belong on another planet or somewhere else. Because
right.
what the hell's going on?
Oh,
well,
I have thought that before, too. I've
you know
actually asked, is my spaceship, my family going to come back and get me? Because I know
yeah.
I don't belong here.
Word.
I don't know.
Seriously.
Right.
I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm being
honest. Right, right.
Serious. You know,
yeah.
very few people. You know what's funny, and I swear to God, you, me, and my best friend are the only ones I ever heard that say that. Like, we have said, hey, maybe we don't belong here. Meaning, not that, you know, we're thinking of doing ourselves. We're just talking about, like, man, we belong in a better world than this. Seriously. It's like, damn. How
or
come we could...
you're remembering something different than this.
You
I
know
just kind of think sometimes I just don't kind of fit in with a lot of the human people here
yeah,
that,
the
I, and I like to say
yeah.
humans because that's what you guys are. I just like,
yeah.
I think that
humans.
Some of the humans are, and I think man is very, like man is of God and it's one of the beautiful things that were created. Trust me. I understand that. He's of God. But,
right.
you know, he's like an extension of God. But I feel that some humans are so weak.
Very
They're
weak.
So
yeah.
weak.
Yeah,
and
they
you got to be, you can't be in this world. This world, you have to be always on alert. You have to
only
always
the strong
be.
Survive.
That's right,
yes,
Simon.
Only
Absolutely,
strong
Simon.
Survive is.
Right.
And
right.
you're so right, India, because like the Bible says, we're built in this image, so therefore it makes us God. You know what I'm saying? We control
right.
our destiny, therefore we control the powers that we actually possess, but we have to tap into those powers in order to
right.
use those powers. And, I mean, we're getting into the topic of the preachers, and I just feel like, you know, the preachers of today are failing because it's kind of like bosses that try to be friends with the workers instead of being the boss. So,
right.
as well as parents as well, same thing. Parents, instead of being parents, they're trying to be the friends of the
That's right.
children than being parents. So, I mean, what I don't understand about people killing themselves is it's already written that it's a sin to kill ourselves. There's no way in heaven from that point. So, you're going straight to hell. So, you know, that what if factor in the back of my head, like, you know what I'm saying, not that I've ever questioned the book, but what if I did question the book, I'm sure I would still ask myself, what if this is right? What if, you know what I'm saying, if I did kill myself, will I actually end up in hell? I mean, does this, but you know what I'm saying, as I said, most, I feel like the preachers have failed God in a sense for not doing their jobs. But we'll
Big
get
time.
That in the next topic.
Yeah,
we'll get
time.
That.
Yes, going into, thank you, Timer, for that too. Going into our topic of fake preachers in the church, and I agree with you because I think that the preacher's duty in the church is to basically educate the people on the Bible and the Word of, because you know the Bible is the way it is written, and when you're reading it, some people really don't understand it, And what the preacher's job is to do is basically break down. They're trained to break down the Bible mm-hmm. and kind of bring Jewish stories to where you will understand what Jesus and what God was saying. And I think that's kind of not really been presented in the church, because honestly, I think half of the conversations that you hear in church, to me, are mostly like 70% about financial. Like every message is about prosperity, which is not nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying nothing's wrong with that. But if every message you have is about prosperity, the Bible didn't only talk about prosperity, number one. It talks about a lot of other stuff, and I think that if we're only thinking about money, it's like everybody that go to church is focused on money. And if Jesus or God can grant them more money for this and that. And if we're only going to church to gain, your intentions are wrong. I think that a lot of people, and I'm speaking on Christians, whoever, Catholic, whoever you are, if your intentions are wrong, meaning your heart is in the wrong place when you're doing whatever you're doing, it don't even matter that you're going to church, because your intentions, your intent is wrong. You're going because you think that you're going to get something from it. So if you don't get nothing from it, do you continue to go? Like, I'm kind of just confused mm-hmm. because I come from the old school. The church that I went to was a Baptist church in L.A., and it was a small church, and the preacher actually broke down the Bible. Like, it might have been boring at the time for me, but honestly, I can tell you about the Bible, I can tell you a lot about the Bible, actually, because we were like, it was kind of instilled in us where we went to church so much that's all we knew. We went to church, and when we went to church almost maybe 5 to 6 days, because that's what my grandma did. She kept us, like, in there, Bible vacation school, anything. But she wanted to make sure we knew about the Word, trust me. But what I'm saying is, for people who don't, to me today, they're not getting that. They don't get what I got, because I feel that they're only getting told, like, how to how to get rich. You know what I'm saying? That's all you hear. Listen to every sermon the preachers are giving today. I've watched, like, a few, and they're all on prosperity. And it's nothing wrong with that, but they all can't preach the same. Well, we're all talking about money all the time? Like, really? You know? Like, that's all the message God wants to give people today is, like, how to get rich and how you should be rich. And God said you should be rich. Like, come on, really? Like, no, it should be about love. It should be about helping other people. And how can we put ourselves in better positions to make sure we can reach back and help other people? It's not just about you. People get it twisted. It's not about you, Timer. It's not about me. It's not about James. It's about other people. It's about how we can be in positions that we're using our positions of power to help other people. That's what life is about. Giving back to others and helping others. Not how you could just get rich and that's you.
Rich,
you know
what I'm saying? It like my grandmother said, we're not supposed to go to church for. It's not the people in church we go to church for. It's going there to get our life right with God. The sad thing about it is, you know what I'm saying, a lot of these preachers aren't, like you said, they're not teaching the message. Their message that they're supposed to teach us, and they're supposed to be teaching us God's laws to righteousness, which is once you learn God's laws to righteousness, then comes the riches and everything else. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, if your intent is wrong, like those who go to church trying to find a husband or find a wife, that's not the place that you're supposed to go searching for a husband or wife.
Absolutely.
You know, God will present everything to us in due time, on his time. You know what I'm saying? God doesn't make mistakes. You know, it's kind of like the person that goes to the club on Saturday night and in the church at 8 o'clock in the morning, and got done raising hell in the club. I mean, how can you?
Right.
You know, I don't find any, like me personally, I mean, I've tried, I was so close to getting back in church, but dealing with the people in church, I mean, the hideousness of those judging in the church when it's not our job to judge, you know what I'm saying? It's our job to lead each other in the right direction to God, you know, to answer the questions that those who may not know, answer those questions. You know what I'm saying? Have the answers for the questions. If you don't have the answers, don't answer. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's crazy, man. I just feel like it's like you said, at the whole concept of church, it's like a lot of Christians, I feel like, go to church just to say, I went to church. But yet they're the biggest hell raisers throughout the week.
Biggest hypocrites.
And are to be, like, in the front row because you're kissing the pastor's butt. You want to be so much on his team. And I think that when you look at the pastor almost like he's God, I think that that's wrong, and that's totally wrong, because he's not God, trust me. He's supposed to be a messenger delivering a message, and
that's
it, okay? He's not God. He's not somebody that's on a different level. He's just somebody who got more knowledge than you when it comes to the book. That's
absolutely
it.
Absolutely.
Okay?
That's right.
And
but
I think
the word of God.
Look,
exactly.
Right, exactly.
Right. You know, it's the saddest thing, and you know what I'm saying? Like the devils have invaded the church because the force field to keep the devils out is so weak. It's kind of like our minds. The force field is so weak that we can be possessed, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not leaning on you know what I'm saying, we're not leaning on God the way that we should be. I haven't really, it's rare that, and most of us call on God in a time of need, but when we need God all the time, but you know what I'm saying, but when we should be calling on him just to find that place of serenity, we don't do it.
Remember you would see a movie when the demon or devil would come into church, he would just burn or like he couldn't stand it? Nowadays, like you said, people are so weak that basically they bring in demons with them, and it don't affect them because you are weak. So it don't even affect these demons because they can be able to sit in these churches because everybody is not, and I'm not talking about all churches. I'm talking about a few. It's not all. It's only a few that we're talking about. When you have a pastor that you have put money into, that you have praised, that you have basically put your whole heart into and followed this man, and he is basically having sex with younger boys in the church. You have followed something that is not of God. And if you think that this person is going to get you closer in heaven and get you on that list, you are sadly mistaken. It's always been a saying out there, if you follow man, man will follow you. Man will take you straight to hell. Trust me. Don't ever follow man. You don't ever follow man. I don't follow anyone. And I advise you guys not to follow. It's okay to admire. It's okay to say, you know what, that person is very knowledgeable. I respect them. That person gives out a lot of good information. You know what, I like them. But to follow somebody, meaning like they're Christ, No.
Yeah, following blindly.
Never. Never.
Mm-hmm. There's people like that.
Because, see, when somebody puts themselves in a position when they want to be exactly like, you know, like in a way where, you know, because it's okay to be Christ-like. But I'm saying when you want to be like almost take his place, that's what I get from some of these fake preachers. And I kind of think they're almost like gods. And I'm like, you know, like these people really following this dude? And this guy was basically taking money from the church, taking these guys on trips, okay? He was having sex with these boys, numerous boys, and I kind of think that is a slap in the face. And it's not funny, but it's kind of like that's what you get. You guys follow this man. This was a mega church here, and you follow this man, and look what happened. You was following the devil the whole time, and you didn't even know it.
They don't care, you know what I'm saying, because they're not, their intent for being there is all wrong, you know. It's the craziest thing in the world. I mean, it's only a select few churches over these years that I've been to where I could feel the power of God when I walk in the building, even before I walk in the building, you know what I'm saying? And it's so rare nowadays, you know, don't feel it. You know what I'm saying? It's like
nothing. You don't. I feel other stuff. That's why some churches I don't go to. Because you can tell the church that I was baptized at twice, actually. And if you read my book, I explained why I was baptized twice. But I was baptized twice in this church because this church was old school. I mean old school. Like, you know, they did things the old school way. And I love this church. And this is the church where I first saw my, I had my paranormal, you know, experience, where I saw the angel in the church when I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. So you get what I'm saying? God seen his people and his angels, because trust me, the angels, they come certain places. Like if it's of God, trust me, the angels be there when a choir, like, sing and stuff. It's been numerous people reporting who could see these angels. They have seen the angels, like, celebrating and, like, in the church. And people can't see them, but, like, people who can see these beings, they have seen them. And they've been in the church. So nowadays, you don't see too much of that. Because it's so much of the other side has taken over.
Yep.
And it's different now. It's way different. It's
hey,
so
India.
Dark. It's so dark, you guys. Like, you know,
hey,
like,
India.
Oh, my God. Yes.
India. You mentioned your book. How can they get your book?
There you go.
Go to Amazon. Go to Amazon, you guys. You can actually put in India Morrell, Infamous Memoirs of a Triple X Star, and Amazon should pop up. Order it on Amazon.
I'm no longer
doing signatures. I'm no longer signing it. So you guys can go and just directly order it from Amazon. And they'll send it to you ASAP, so make sure you guys get it. But I do explain why I got baptized twice in my book, and that was in the same church that I first saw, you know, the angel. So these things do come where there's people of God, and I know that. You get what I'm saying? This place where I went to church, these people were church-going, God 24/7. You get what I'm saying? That's all they did was just God, focus on God 24/7, trust me. So, you know, that was a place where God's, you know, people could come, like his beings, his angels. And I felt it. You could feel it. God, it was a presence there. And I don't feel that presence in some of the churches I've been to. And I'm not going to lie. I just don't. So, I don't.
Yeah.
So, I don't really go no more. I choose not to. And it's just my decision right now, you know. So, but anyways, yeah, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about fake preachers in the church. I mean, this is crazy. James, what do you think about the preachers in the church who, to me, they're just moving a lot of people, too, like,
yeah.
You know, they go home and they're having affairs with other people. Remember that some pastor gave AIDS to somebody?
Did
you hear about that?
No.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
My God, it's like the preacher has turned into a car salesman. That's what it seems like to me. They sell you a bill of goods, and it's unbelievable to me when I see these things. It's funny. I remember when I was a kid, you know, my mother made sure, you know, I was very young. I got baptized as an infant, and then I made my communion, and then I made my confirmation. And when I was very young, I was really into it. I not religious, you know, like over-the-top religious, but I was really into, you know, God like that, you know, and, you know, going to church, stuff like that, fasting. But then as time went on and you see what happens, like you were saying with these other churches and the hypocrisy and everything goes on, I go, damn, like, you know, I don't feel like going there. Now if I go to a church, unfortunately, it's mostly because of a funeral or it's a wedding, you know, or it's another communion or something like that, unfortunately. Because what I do now is I go by what I've always heard, is that God is everywhere. So I don't have to go to a building to worship God. I can do it anywhere I want. The body's my temple. You know what I mean? I can just do it right now, anytime. And that's how I do it. You know, I don't go over the top with it. Every now and then, you know, I say my prayers every so often just to let them know, hey, I didn't forget. I didn't forget about you. And just go from there. Because, unfortunately, the preachers nowadays, they're all about, you know, they almost turn into like pimps. It seems like, you know, some of these guys is like, damn, the fascinating thing is, they can go home, go to sleep like a baby, like nothing.
Yes.
That fascinates me. That's like, how can you? I can never do that. I can never do that. I just don't understand that. It's like, wow, that's how, man, that person must be really evil to me. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's like no soul, soulless. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. That's just, I don't understand that. That's horrible to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so disrespectful.
I just refuse to follow people that, you know, you attend a church and you participate in something that, when you got homeless people that are almost about to lose their apartment or their home,
mm-hmm. That's right.
They don't have a car, and they're basically coming to church because you keep talking about prosperity and how it's almost their time, and you get what I'm saying, and they're putting their last hand because they keep thinking the message is for them. It's almost their time to come up, you know, and they're about to be kicked out, and I think, like what you said, how can you go home and sleep when you basically just lied and keep telling the same sermon to people, because they're in a, when people are in a messed up situation, they're desperate to hear anything. And anything that they're hearing that may pertain to them is like hope. We, as humans, that's how most humans work. You get what I'm saying? We listen for stuff like, oh my God, they're talking to me. In some circumstances, yes. But in that circumstance, no. He's just generally talking, and everybody in the church is there trying to hear that same message about coming up. So you get what I'm saying? And you're like, you're giving your money away, and you know you don't have it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically paying for him to drive that Rolls. And I just think it's sickening.
It's very
like,
don't
you know,
you tell me. I'm so with you, because it's kind of like the preacher where he says, we got to raise so much money, and then everybody give what they can give, but yet he's still not satisfied. Come on, we're going to send the plate around one more time. Prove what you can.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that, you just said, get what I can, and we gave you what we can, but yet you still asking for more.
Yeah.
Who does that? You know what I'm saying? But you got the
bears
in the night house.
I will not name. I'm not going to name this ministry. It's a big ministry. And they hit me. They sent something to my house, right?
Uh-oh.
And they said, we want to give you this, and this is that. They send me all this information, and this is for you. And we, you know, Sister Brown, we're going to pay for you. That, you know, basically, you know, just send me all this great stuff. But at the end of the letter, on page 3, it said, after all that great stuff it said, right?
Uh-huh.
It said, now, if you can just send us a donation of whatever this is and that, and, you know, God is going to bless you back, and I'm going to send you this prayer towel, whatever it was. Anyway, I did send money in, okay?
Uh-oh.
So when I got on that rotation of sending money in, what happens is they send you another letter out, and another letter of 3, now it was not 3 pages, it was like 5 pages, and they said all this stuff that God told him that's going to happen, and, you know, and if you send some more money, you know, this is a, and I said, you know what, the first time I did it, it's just because you just want to help and you just want to give. And that's fine. But I kind of felt like now you're deceiving. You're deceiving because, one, nobody asked you to send this because I didn't ask you for this.
That's
like, you know what I'm saying? If I want something from God, trust me, I know how to go to him personally. I don't need you to get to God. I don't need you to communicate to him. I can go to him directly. Okay? So I kind of was, like, taken back by that. Like, after you wrote 5, 6 pages, really, you just get to the point. You just want money. I would feel more better that if you would have just wrote and said, look, can you donate something? I would have felt better if they just wrote 1 page and said that. Don't just tease me and put all the stuff that God said when
exactly.
He didn't say that. Well, all you did was type my name on the same thing you sent to somebody else. Don't play with me. Come on now.
My intelligence. Stop.
Right.
Come on. I'm not stupid, y'all.
Exactly.
I forgot who called in to our show and truth be told, and I think it was Cobra Commander. He said,
oh, yeah.
You know, for somebody who, he was saying that for the preachers who say, pray, I'm going to pray for you. Like he said, don't pray for me, pray with me.
Exactly.
You
know what I'm saying? That's exactly.
Which
that was a great
truth.
Quote. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. And I loved
true.
It. Love it now.
That's right.
It's the
right.
truth. Never know who he or she is praying to. You know what I'm saying? You're praying for me, but I don't know who you're praying to, but you're praying for
right.
me. Yeah.
You might be praying to somebody. I don't want to pray for you to pray. I don't want everybody praying for me because you might be praying to somebody else that you don't even know who you're praying to. So
exactly.
sometimes I'm cool. I can pray to him
mm-hmm.
directly. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, but no thank you.
I got his direct
you're
number.
Right.
It's fine.
I got his direct
mm-hmm.
number, and
he's
thank
on the main
you.
Line. He's
right,
main
he's on the main line, and you don't have the new
he
number.
He knows me personally.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
right. You
right.
got the old number. I have the new number. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
And you know what's funny is that not funny, haha, but funny. You know, just generally, is that you know in churches when you would see these poor boxes. I don't know if it still exists now, but you would think, oh yeah. This is supposed to go to the poor people. And that's when you thought the collection plate was all about. I mean, I understand if there's like a trip, you know, like how they had those church trips or something. Okay, that's different. Or, you know, something for the church band or something. That's understandable. But if you take in the collection and God forbid, and no pun intended, but God forbid, you go into the poor box and you take that and you put it in your own pocket. Like,
right.
wow. Like, damn. I mean, that's just horrible. And that's what it just makes me want to vomit. It just that's why it's like wow, what? It's not how it was, you know. Like you were just saying,
a lady in the nail shop one day. I was in the nail shop getting my nails and stuff done, and it was this lady that worked for a certain popular preacher here in Atlanta, and she was his secretary, and she was so bragging and boasting of who her pastor was, and I. Honestly, I discerned her right on the spot. She was sitting next to me, and she was talking so loud that she wanted everybody to hear. And I'm discerning her spirit as she's talking. And I'm just getting, like, so irritated because that...
Uh-oh.
Have you lost him there?
Well, you know, leading into the conversation, it's...
Yeah.
Continue the conversation. It's the craziest thing in the world, man. I just feel like, you know, people just have things so twisted. And like Andy, I said, you know, saying the intent that people have, you know, saying going to church is just completely backwards. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's not God-like, you know. I don't know, James. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just feel like the new Christians compared to the old Christians, because we all have a strong Christian background because I got baptized at about 3 or 4, as well as the Holy
right.
Ghost, around 3 or 4.
There you are.
So, you know, I've been in church all my life. So that's why there's nothing that a new Christian that can't tell me that I haven't heard or that I don't know
yeah.
that, you know, where I can already know if you're full of it or not.
Thank you.
Well,
oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly, Tyler. I could read people. I read between the lines of everything.
Always.
Trust me.
Always.
Trust me. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of people like us, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, using their brain and using that intellect. I guess some people just don't have that. I guess you have to have it or
right.
at least experience life a little more where it toughens you up and then your third eye is open.
So,
actually,
right. James, we all have it. You just got to turn the button to on.
No, that's
most
what I'm saying.
Most people have their button on off because they're just stupid.
Yeah,
so,
they just have it on mute, you know. Something.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
know what that's
like to get turn it on and you just, you know, it'll work for you too. We're not,
oh, yeah.
we're not super
you're
human
right.
and... Right, we're different
no, no, no,
from
no,
you.
No, 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 yeah,
we're
I'm
all
just
the same.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying we're all the same. Most people just don't think. That's all. We think. We're thinkers.
That's the bottom line.
And
that's true.
That's right. it. They don't think, you know.
Just to say. Yeah, a lot of people just go to church just to say, I went to church, so
yeah,
I can
right.
tell you. I can. You know, it sounds, I mean, people agree with you more. You know, people really won't go against what you're saying when you're talking about God. So, you know, some people just, it's kind of like people on Facebook that the only way to get likes is to talk about God, not judging them. But, you know, yeah, come
right.
on, man, stop. You know, if you're not living righteous, you really can't tell me anything. Truth be told.
Absolutely.
Man.
Like, knowing you just posted that last comment said something that was not godly. You know,
cool.
So.
Yeah.
But I can't, I don't judge nobody because my life is not perfect.
Yeah,
and every day of my life, I'm still battling and trying to get rid of the things that I have to get rid of. So, you get what I'm saying? We're all in like, we're all being worked on right now. And I feel that nobody is perfect. I'm not perfect. No. I might cuss. I might do other stuff. But as long as I know that my heart is in the right place, like maybe 80% of the time, guess what? It's better than last year because it was only 70% of the time. And a year before that, it was only 40%. And like years ago, it was like 5%. So guess what? I'm doing good.
Right.
I'm doing good.
Rome wasn't built overnight.
Thank
you.
It sure wasn't.
We supposed to be evolved by now as far as a society, you know.
Right.
We're not supposed to be going backwards. We're supposed to be going forward. And unfortunately, it looks like we're going backwards the way you turn on TV, you see all this crap going on. And it's like, wow, the hell is going on? But we know what's going on, but you know what I'm trying to say in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's spiritual warfare.
Exactly. Thank you.
Spiritual warfare, you guys.
It's real.
Next week, we're going to talk. We got 15 more minutes till we end our show. But I want to kind of really quick, before we go to our next thing, I want to talk about what we're going to probably talk about next week. So next week we're going to talk about Falling Angel. So to anybody out there that's, you know, something they want to hear about, we're going to speak on that. So co-host, get your pens out. The homework for this
week. I got it right here.
Get your pens out. Falling Angel is the topic. So don't be like, what's the topic?
What's the topic?
All my people out there, your homework for next week is Falling Angels. Go look the topic up. Go do your research. I tell everybody to do research so when we're talking, we can kind of bring our notes here to the show. So Falling Angels is the main topic.
Okay.
Also, if you have my book, Infamous, I wrote a lot of paranormal stuff in my book. I am writing another book that's going to be like a second book, but it's going to be strictly to the paranormal experiences. So I'm going to go more detail of my experiences. So it's going to be a book, so a true book, but, you know, more of my paranormal side experiences. So if you have my book, I want you to read it. Of the chapters, I can outline the chapters for you because it's a few I know that are all paranormal. And I want you to read those chapters and tell me. So next week we will talk about my book, Infamous, and it's a shameless plug, but we will talk about it and the paranormal experiences and what you guys kind of, you know, comparing things that you went through, anybody out there. So if you have the book, good. If you don't have the book, order it on Amazon so it can come to you like ASAP, okay?
Absolutely.
So those are the topics we're going to talk about next week, okay?
Alrighty. Got it.
So Falling Angels, we're going to talk about your new book.
No, we're going to talk about Infamous, the book that's already out. Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys have a copy. Both of you guys have a copy because Angela has a copy, Timer, and you have a copy, James. So you guys already have the book. So I can outline the chapters for you. Actually, if you guys need the outline, if you don't want to go through the whole book, if you already read it, I can tell you the chapters. Or if you already read it, you should know the chapters that are paranormal related. So, okay, so we're going to go to our next mini topic for tonight. It's Men in Black.
Yes.
Crazy.
Not the movie, y'all. It's not the movie.
Not the movie. We're going to talk about Men in Black. So we're going to take a quick break. Guys, can you cue up a song? We're going to go into a quick break. And when we come back, so get ready, you guys. We're going to talk about Men in Black, because a lot of people, if you go online and do some research, people are kind of saying that they have met these men, and they appear out of nowhere, and they're asking them questions because they're telling them, you know, what did you see or you didn't see. So, anyways, we want to talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Dollhouse Radio, Vamp City. We'll be right back.
What happened, Jay?
Oh, I played first. You want me to do it or you do it?
Did you, kiddo?
Sorry.
Gosh, you guys. Really?
Too many generals.
the best. Okay. The next, you my ex. I swear you try me on purpose. I swear we need a ref.
Okay.
But baby, I am a champion. Lay back out, ease all the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
I want myself a this nigga acting crazy. Bedroom like a boxing ring at each other's necks all day. No, they
shit.
Trying to get you to stay. Kissing all up on my face, keep trying to call me babe. It's war with the roses, I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. I'm heated, but I need it. We up in here like. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Beat it up like rock. Two rounds gone, red for three. Pound for pound, Frazier Ali. Need to pay-per-view, what I'm about to do. Voice so gone, free me your name. I'm so glad that you came. Get it? It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. Yeah, I'm heated, but I need it.
We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey!
Look, young Bob like Rocky Balboa. I knock it out for the first round over. I'm a smoker, I'm a stoner, I'm a stroker. I got a belt, I got the title, I'm a holder. Got what you want, got what you need. I got the size, I got the speed. She hit the bell, I hit the ring. She throw it back, I bob and weave. I bob and weave. Now she rocking on top of me. Baby, please don't stop for me. No tapping out, no time for sleep. You know what I mean, you know what I bring. I'm a Scorpio, yo, you know what I swing. When I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Scream it in my ear, she don't leave me there.
So LA with it, I'm just so LA with it.
Yeah.
Wake you up so I can put it in your face.
Damn.
Get it up, baby, I just wanna play with it.
Bring it.
Let me play
back.
With
it. Bring it.
We up in here like. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Alright, you guys. oh my gosh, I can't. Oh gosh. Anyways, I'm gonna keep going.
Sorry.
Anyways, we're gonna go to our topic, Men in Black. So there have been many reports of Men in Black, not the movie, like James
exactly.
said, but the
no.
actual Men in Black. The people are saying that these men exist, these people. Well, they also say it's not just men, it's women, too. They do have women that are, what are they, Women in Black? But they do have Men in Black, and they're saying that these people have been around since, reported since, as far as I know, the 50s. Like, even earlier than that, these people
mm-hmm.
have been around.
Nice.
And it's so old that most of them that you see walk around, they look a little outdated in top hats and, not mm. top hats, but the fedoras and, like, long trench coats, bald heads, glasses. And every person who describes these people has described the same person. Like, it's the same. They all look alike. And I'm just like, wow. If so many people have seen these people, somebody's telling the truth because none of these people know each other. So somebody has to be telling the truth. And they say that they show up every time something has happened, like paranormal when it's contained to, like, UFOs and stuff like that. Okay? Who are these people? I want to know who are these people. Did you guys do research on it? What happened when you guys researched the timer?
Men in Black. My research said that the Men in Black have been around since 1947. The first recorded sighting of UFOs happened in 1947 by the pilot by the name of Kenneth Arnold, who spotted shimmering discs hovering over Mount Rainier. I hope I said the name right, in Washington. What I discovered was they were saying that the Men in Black have features of an Asian man. They're in all black shades, black suits, black shoes, black hats, black ties. From my understanding, they always arrive when something of a sort of a spotting of a UFO, and they arrive at people's houses, swaying them, you know, telling them not to, basically to recant their story, or else, you know what I'm saying, there can be consequences. There are reported, it has been reported that some people have had mysterious deaths after the Men in Black. So, I mean, what I've seen is, what I've just noticed within it all is just, you know, they're just basically, to me, they're like the FBI of the paranormal. To me, I think they're aliens, you know, coming through to just put silence to that story getting out of UFOs and et cetera. You know,
Do you think it should be so silent? See, that's what I don't like, because we know this exists. Why is it so hush-hush? Because it's 2015, and if we don't think that anything else on this planet exists but us, we're definitely stupid. If you think that it's only humans in this whole universe, if it's only us, then I think people are stupid. You're way stupider than I thought.
Yeah.
Because you have to believe that it's other things that exist besides you, number one, okay? Mm-hmm. We can't be the only thing out here. Trust me. Just because you're not able to travel to other planets because they're so far away doesn't mean they don't exist, right?
I have a story.
Right.
Here's an account from someone that says, I was alone in my house and the phone rang and a voice on the other end identified itself as a member of the New Jersey UFO Research Organization. I agreed that he can talk with me about the abduction case. He said that he would be right over. I walked from a telephone into the hallway and turned on the light, and the man was already coming up the steps. You know,
yep,
it says,
yep, I see that. Yep.
Holy
that's
crap.
So,
serious?
And that
yes,
was like,
yes,
you know, years
one.
Ago. Right.
Yes.
So, I mean,
yes.
it's crazy, you know.
Wow.
I believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It's super crazy. And it's something that's so crazy, like I told my co-host that we couldn't even discuss on the show.
Yeah.
Because it was, and so, I mean, this thing is, it's something going on, but see, what I don't get, are they outdated to the point where, do they understand that 2015 people don't care? Like, I get protecting it back in the days because people couldn't take stuff, but these days, people welcome stuff like that. They don't care if aliens are here. They do not care. People will be like, oh, cool. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same mentality. People have different mentalities. They're crazy. They're most of them possessed. They don't care. So I think that why hide it? Why are we hiding the fact that there might be U.S., you know, they're not unidentified because we know we already identified them. They're aliens. Why are you still hiding the fact that this life may exist? What's the secret? Why keep it a secret? I don't think it should be a secret. Like, who cares? That's how I say. Honestly, I don't care. So I'm kind of like, who cares about it? Like, and like, it's not a big deal to me. So I'm just like, why is there such a big secret hush-hush on this when it comes to that? Why do they want to come to you, to your house? Why are these men coming to these people's house, sometimes intimidating people? And or, you know, making them seem like, you know, you didn't see anything. You better not say nothing. Like, why? Like, what are they going to tell that, you know, everybody else is going to find out that we already don't know? Like, I don't get that. We already, everybody mostly, if you did a poll, I'm pretty sure most people say they know aliens exist, right?
Right.
So, I mean, we all you don't think aliens exist too? I mean, they exist.
Of course. I think there's definitely alien beings are roaming with us as we speak. I think so, especially when certain things that you see around the world, like certain sculptures and stuff like that. It's, okay, how is this made? You know what I'm talking about, like certain things, like you see in the, like in the cornfields or whatever you see. Okay, that's a perfect design. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible to do it human wise, but
no.
It just
and you
looks
know
too
what?
Perfect.
I always thought, like, my opinion on some of those crop circles.
Right.
I used to think they were, because if you look from high up in the sky, it's like almost like a landing strip for them. That's how I thought. Like, if you go
that's
high up in the sky, it's like they see where they need to go.
Okay.
Or what's close by in that area. So that's what I call it. Like, that's kind of smart. You kind of make
right.
things on the ground so you know the areas that you need
that's
to go
point.
To.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Right.
But I mean,
so I'm like,
and on top,
that's what the cross circles probably are. Like,
on top of that,
like,
India. On top of that, have you ever looked at a cornfield when you're driving on a highway going at the speed
right.
that you are and look at how it looks? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just think of how it looks from above, like you're saying. It could
right.
just...
Freaking creepy. Two things I don't like. I don't like the forest. I don't like the cornfield.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Day or night, doesn't matter. It's creepy to me. Yeah, I don't know.
I think that happens with the alien conversation. People still fear what they don't understand. And
okay.
for me, I
True.
Never got into the alien conversation. Like, you notice I don't ever talk about it because I'm
True.
Really not interested in it. Honestly, I'm not interested in it at all. Like, that topic, it's just one of those topics for me. It don't really interest me. Now, do I think it exists? Yes. But
yeah,
it don't interest me. It does nothing for me, and I'm not interested. I'm more like, okay, let's talk about ghosts. Like, I really don't care about that topic. I really don't. Honestly, I don't.
It's true. It's kind of true. I agree with you in there. I'm the same way. It's not I don't believe it. It's something I maybe because it's so even more hush-hush than paranormal is. Maybe that's why.
Right.
I don't know. It's a good point because I always loved out of space and stuff like that, but I never got into the alien part of it too much because, like, I guess because it's so bottled up. I don't know. It's possible the reason why it's not leaked out is maybe it's more deeper than we know. In other words, I'm just saying maybe something going on between humans and aliens. I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying I know.
Well, we're going to talk about fallen angels next week, so
yeah.
We'll get into that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that laugh was funny, huh? We're going to get into that conversation next week, and we're also going to talk about Infamous, my book. So make sure you guys do your homework for the week. You got a whole week, Monday to Monday. So we'll definitely see you guys next Monday. Before we leave, we're going to do our final thoughts. I'm going to start with Timer. Go ahead.
Oh, well, final thoughts is, you know, get to know what you don't understand because, you know, Sam, we fear what we don't understand, but, you know, kind of like, you know, my quote from K. Michelle, which is the fearless to see, you know. So, I mean, it's just basically, you know, keep your head up, you know what I'm saying, your ear to the ground and. You know what I'm saying? Keep moving forward. That's basically all I have to say. And definitely go to Amazon.com, order Infamous, get that book. You hear me?
Yes.
Salute.
Yes.
That's
James.
It for me.
Yes. I second that emotion. Yes. I would like to also say that, always keep your eyes peeled and always stay positive. Like I always say, I always try to stay in different ways, shape or form. Always make sure that, you know, don't ever think, let anyone stop you for what you want to do with yourself. As long as it's positive, you know, people can be very, very mean. They think they know it all when it's all up to you. What you can do. Only you stand in your own way of what your goals you want to accomplish. And
that's
the truth.
Right.
You know, don't let anyone try to influence you or try to stop you, because if you have people like that around you, don't associate with them, seriously. It doesn't matter, family or, you know, friends or whatever. It just, you know, because if you let that get in your way, you're never going to get to where you need to get to. And we all have
right.
a purpose in life, just like Ndeya says
that's
all
right.
the time. It's the truth.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I gotta say.
Thank you. My final thoughts on the show for tonight is, I want to say that just going back to the preacher topic, just be really cautious of who we follow. Like I said, you shouldn't be following anybody, but the only person you should be following is God. I think that, you know, just be cautious of who you look up to as a leader. And sometimes people who we think are doing the right things, sometimes you should take a closer look at them, because some people can lead you to the wrong place, and you are responsible. If I'm serious, you're responsible for your actions. So if you're like going to church, and you know that this person is probably like, you know, it just don't seem right, but you keep going, something is off. So you're responsible for that, because something was already telling you that it's not right here. So, you know, with that being said, follow your heart. Always follow your heart. Your heart would never lie. The mind will always tell you certain stuff that's not right, because the mind wants to do what it wants to do. But I think that the heart is always true, because it's coming from the heart, and it's going to always tell you the right way to go. So make sure you guys follow your heart. Make sure that you're in the right place. You know, if you're in church, make sure that church is a good church. You know, investigate. Because right now, if that church, like if going to church is what you need to do, and you're saying to yourself, well, India, I have to go to church, well, then find the right church. You know, if you got to bounce around to a few churches until you find that church where you get that feeling that you know it's real, then that's what you're going to have to do. Don't just commit to something just because you want to be in church. Trust me, God does not look at people who attend church like he's taking attendance just because you're there. If your purpose isn't right while you're going, and your intent isn't right while you're going, then it don't even matter. You might as well stay at home. Trust me.
That's right.
So I just want to put that out there and let people know that, you know, just be careful. Just keep your eyes open and be careful of your surroundings and who's around you, because sometimes the saying is when you have a lot of sheep, and what is it? It's sheep and wolves clothes. What was it? Wolves and sheep clothes.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the saying? How does it go?
It's sheep and wolves
right.
clothing, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah,
sheep and wolves clothing. Is it sheep and wait? Wait, let me see. Let me make sure.
No,
it's
the sheep and wolves clothing.
It's
yeah.
right. It's right. It's right.
Also, there's another good saying. There's too many sheep and not enough wolves.
No, and I think that's the sad part about it. Because so many people are being deceived because they think people are something that they're not. And that's, you gotta be able to discern. You gotta be able to differentiate who's who. And if you're not able to do that, trust me, you have lost already. Because there's so many people that are out to basically deceive you. And you know, and I think it's so many people that are asleep that they don't even get that they're being deceived. You know, so I just want to end this on follow your heart, trust yourself, stop trusting others, looking to trust, you know, what somebody else is saying. Trust yourself. Go with your feelings, Don't worry about what somebody else is doing, because somebody else can lead you to somewhere else. Don't go. Okay? That's it. I love you guys, and we'll see you guys next Monday. Get your homework done. All right. Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Please don't play no sex song. Do not play no damn sex song. Okay, you guys. Bye-bye.
Good night, guys. We'll be right back.
to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest porn, entertainment, and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music and video submissions in to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters, looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, DalhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Alana Evans, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Dennis Good, and Mila J. Cooking with Miss Brooks has a new name. It is now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, hosted by the sexiest chef in town, Sammy Brooks, airing live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch Sammy on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage for all you webcam lovers and ladies interested in getting into webcamming. Also coming soon, look for former porn star legend Janet Jackney to join the cast of one of our shows. And catch former porn star and the 2015 AVN Hall of Fame inductee Alana Evans as the new co-host of Benchwarmers Live, airing every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Coming this spring, Sexy and Biz returns with former adult film star Imani Rose, Launchpad Radio returns hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dalhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.